From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. In his New Year's message to the nation, President Obama wished for brighter days ahead. On the White House website, the president said 2009 was a difficult year for many Americans, but that the country rose to meet the challenges. Mr. Obama began the new year with a secure phone conference call with his counterterrorism advisor and the chief of staff of the National Security Council to talk about the reports he's received so far about the failed terror attempt aboard an American jetliner headed for Detroit. The White House also is monitoring the security crisis in Pakistan, where a suicide bomber killed at least 75 people and injured dozens more on Friday. The BBC's Ali Makbul has details.
There was a volleyball tournament going on, a match being played at the time. Eyewitnesses say over 200 people were in the ground when a car filled with explosives drove into the ground and hit a building within the confines of the ground, close to where spectators were. As well as those spectators in the ground who've been killed, buildings, houses close to the ground have also been destroyed.
BBC's Ali Makbul reporting from Islamabad. Yemeni forces have killed 11 Shiite rebels in clashes in the northern part of the country, according to Yemeni officials. News of the clashes came shortly after the rebels appeared to seek peace talks with neighboring Saudi Arabia. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this report.
Government officials said Yemeni security and military forces destroyed a number of vehicles belonging to the rebels. Yemen has been battling the rebels for 5 years. Last month, Saudi Arabia was drawn into the fighting when a group of rebels crossed into the kingdom and seized a strategic hillside area. A rebel website called for dialogue and peace between the rebels and the Saudis. The site featured a recording said to be of rebel leader Abdulmalik al-Houthi. Yemeni officials claim to have killed al-Houthi last year, but the voice on the recording, which was similar to previous recordings made by al-Houthi, referred to recent events. Yemen has drawn international attention lately for its growing al-Qaeda branch, which claimed responsibility for the Christmas Day airliner bombing attempt in the U.S. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Mudslides have killed at least 30 people and injured at least 10 others in a coastal region near Rio de Janeiro. Brazilian authorities say a hill slide on a resort island collapsed on 3 houses and a lodge, killing 19 people in the wake of New Year celebrations. After 3 days of rain, local authorities have received reports of almost 80 mudslides, toppled trees, and destroyed power lines throughout the area. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg was sworn in to a third term on Friday, promising to take a fresh look at the city's challenges. Bloomberg vowed to shake up things, temporarily reassigning deputy commissioners to other agencies. He employed a management tactic that he said he used as a corporate CEO. This is NPR News. Media giant News Corporation has agreed, in principle, on a deal that will keep the broadcasts of its Fox TV stations on Time Warner cable systems. The deal headed off a blackout of the weekend's College Bowl games for millions of cable subscribers. NPR's Craig Windham has the story.
The deal came together after marathon talks with regulators and lawmakers pressing the companies to complete an agreement. At issue was how much Time Warner should pay for its subscribers to see programming from Fox stations. Fox had been demanding about $1 per subscriber per month. Time Warner, the nation's second-largest cable operator, was thought to have countered with an offer of about a third that amount. Industry observers were expecting the final figure to be 50 cents or less. Analysts say the deal could benefit other broadcast stations and groups in future negotiations with cable firms. Cable operators have traditionally resisted paying for the right to retransmit broadcast station signals, but broadcasters have argued that most customers would not subscribe to cable service unless local TV station programming was included. Craig Windham, NPR News.
A donor list released by the William J. Clinton Foundation shows that Saudi Arabia and Norway were among the foreign countries that gave millions of dollars to the former president's charity. The biggest donors included the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which gave more than $25 million. The list was released as part of an agreement meant to address any concerns about potential conflicts with Hillary Clinton's role as Secretary of State. A Somali living in Denmark will face charges for allegedly trying to kill the cartoonist who enraged the Muslim world with his depiction of the Prophet Muhammad. Police say the assailant, who was armed with an axe and a knife, was wounded by an officer. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.